light at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
Welcome back to Capital Farm. Today is Sunday, July 15th, 2012, and you're listening to Capital Farm on RBN, RepublicBroadcasting.org, AM/FM TVs, and various outlets throughout the world. And we've been blessed to be joined with Claire Robinson this morning. I believe she's going to have to be leaving us in the near future here, but we'll definitely have her back up possibly as early as next week. So we love to have a great guest come on, Sharon, and we've been blessed here lately to have some of the world leading authorities on various topics that are very much of concern and something that we need to all be taking action on. You know, we shouldn't be just sitting around listening to this stuff. We should be actually using the information we're gathering, sharing it with others, and trying to make a difference before it's to the point of no return. I very much see this as something that's once left out of the bag, this cat's going to be tough to be put back in, Claire.
You're meaning the Americans' desire for labeling, yeah?
Yes, so we need to label it. We need the California ballot initiative. So anything we can do to help California get that approved. And as you indicated, the Monsantans of the world, they're spending tons of money to counter this movement towards a less lethal form of food, to put it bluntly.
Yeah, and one thing also that I should tell Americans is that what does happen once you have GM labeling is that gradually the food companies will simply withdraw GM ingredients from the food and feed supplies. So this is what's happened in Europe. It is extremely difficult to find anything that is labeled GM because it has this stigma. You know, people don't want to buy something with a GM label on it. So what has happened is that the food retailers have actually taken GM ingredients out of the human food supply. And all the GM that's imported into Europe is actually used in animal feed where the consumer cannot see the GM label. So that is what will happen in America. If you get labeling, the GM ingredients will gradually disappear from the food supply because nobody's going to buy food that is labeled like that once they have the information at hand.
And that's something that Jeffrey M. Smith has made a very good point about. He's been on the show a few times. And what his point is forget about the public servants. They're not serving the public anymore. We have to take it into our own hands. And what you indicated in Europe, it was a tipping point of the consumer that made the choices of the non-GMO products, and that's what drove the situation. And that's something we have to do here in the United States, and we definitely need to take the matters into our own hands. I'm going to try to sneak in another caller real quick here.
Sure.
We have Larry in Arkansas. Larry, can you share real quickly because we only have probably a minute left?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if Claire could speak upon are the churches in Europe and these other countries standing up against the modification of seeds just based only on the premise that seeds should belong in the public domain so that no one would ever control the seed because these GM seeds do not produce, you know, for replanting.
Yeah, there's actually a scripture verse that says do not mix seeds, keep seeds of like seeds, do not mix. And that's an interesting question. Claire?
That's a very interesting point. I wasn't aware of that. But in Europe, the stance of the churches has not been strong on the GM issue at all. What has happened, however, is that some church organizations that are involved in development work in developing countries, particularly in Catholic countries, have taken an extremely strong stance against patented seeds and GM seeds. So that's a very positive development. But overall, in the EU, the churches have not been strong on GM at all.
Claire, very much thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week, GMOWatch.org, and please help Claire.
Don't answer. answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The liberties, and there's no judge, no jury. Dropping our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people a civil war. Work three jobs and bring home no pay. The IRS takes it all away. We struggle, slave, pay the rent. Constitutional.
Welcome back to Capital Forum. Today is Sunday 15th, 2012, and you're listening to RBN on RepublicBroadcasting.org. And as I always say during the breaks, or before the breaks, please support RBN, support Republic Trading Group. Exchange some of those Federal Reserve notes for some gold and silver and for some food commodities, you know, energy, anything that you can have in your possession for the hard times that are definitely in our near future. Please consider doing that. This paper money is going to become worthless one of these days, so if you can sustain yourself, get a roof over your house. If you got extra money, get something to protect your family. If you have extra money, buy some food, get some water filters, do all these things. There should be a priority list in your life. Having money, cash, in the stock market, in a bank account, in bonds is great in good times, but right now I think we're getting close enough to the serious situations where you need to be considering exchanging some of that paper for some real goods. Something that you can actually use in hard times, and we're blessed to be joined again with Fernando. Fernando's been through the situation in Argentina, and Fernando, we have a lot of people that have indicated you're one of our favorite guests because of the information you're sharing and the times that we're living in. But also we have new listeners all the time, so if you don't mind, Fernando, just give us a little bit of background on your situation, what you live through in Argentina, and what resources you have available to the listeners.
Great. Yeah. Well, my name is Fernando Aguirre. I've been writing about modern survivalism for a while now. I started being interested in all this when my own country Argentina, the economy collapsed in 2001, and I saw that there wasn't much good information regarding those kind of things. So I started doing my own research, started writing my own stuff as well, and sharing what I was learning along with the way with people in different forums and on the internet.
And you've got a book out there, and you've got articles out there, and you just have
I have. Well, my book is available on Amazon. It's called The Modern Survival Manual, Surviving the Economic Collapse. And I have my website, which is themodernsurvivalist.com, where I have tons, literally, of articles written by myself in the different archives, separated by categories and such. So it's all available.
And you also do reviews on products. I know you do reviews on knives and multi-tools and various things and all these resources that we need to be considered purchasing.
Yes. I've been collecting knives for a long time. I took my first defensive shooting class when I was 15 years old. I'm 33 right now, so I've been into all this for some time. I became a firearms instructor as well later as the years went by. So, you know, I just share what I... Yeah.
You're only 31. You're just a punk yet.
No, it's 33.
33. still a young man, though. Very wise for being a young man.
You feeling pretty older than that. Much older.
Hey, speaking of which, how many people in Argentina of the same mindset you are after they've lived through it? Are there still people in denial, or there's no denying? What's the situation back there?
It's an interesting topic because I think that one thing is denial, one thing is acceptance. And I was talking with someone the other day about this same stuff. Denial is just not acknowledging what's going on in your surroundings, you know. For example, in the case of Argentina, saying, okay, well, crime is very bad, but it's bad everywhere, so I'm not going to be worrying. Or the inflation that is just killing my income is something global, so it's all good. That's denial, not seeing what's going on. On the other hand, you have to accept what's happening. I have a good friend of ours in Argentina, and she was telling us the other day that she realized she cannot live all the time in fear. She just has to accept that's her world. That's the way she's going to be living. No?
Really?
I think that if you don't accept what's going on to some degree, and at least, you know, you make your plannings and all, but if you don't accept it, you just go nuts worrying about it all the time.
But I remember at a time, I think on a previous show, that you indicated you were actually trying to alert people, hey, you might want to get prepared for things, you know, and that I think you had some little bit of inside resources with your parents' situation.
Well, yeah. Like-minded people, they are quite rare. I mean, someone that is into modern survivalism, the way I view it, and very much into self-defense as well, like I am, there's really few people like that in Argentina. I know most of them because we're a pretty small group, and we know one another. But it's not, by no means, it's not the majority. The majority of people, just like in other countries, they live in denial, as you just said.
Well, just once again for new listeners, what exactly happened in Argentina? What are we actually speaking about? What was the collapse?
Yeah, we're talking about huge debt, which is something that most listeners, I'm sure, are used to by now. Huge debt. We ended up defaulting on our national debt of $132 billion, greatest default in history, I believe. And, you know, huge unemployment, 25% unemployment, huge inflation. Eventually all this went down with rioting on the street as many people, I understand, fear as well in many parts of the world right now. That's what actually ended up happening over there. We had a period, a short period actually, of anarchy. It was a few days where you were much better just staying home, staying put. The president resigned, took off. We had five different presidents in a week, which was, you know, made the headlines because of that. And the country was a complete mess, basically. We had to start from scratch.
Amazing. And you see similarities to what's going on in the United States, obviously. And that's something that you've been working, you know, probably around the clock to try to help educate people toward what's coming and what they can do about it. You know, it's like you're saying, it's one thing to see something coming, but now what do we do about it? And that's kind of what this show tries to focus on. Let's do something about what's happening, at least to save our own communities and save our own families. And that's what you do a very good job of, Fernando.
Well, thanks. I try to talk. I mean, whenever anyone is trying to or willing to listen, I don't try to impose my views on anyone. I just talk with people that want to hear about it and, you know, think that it's a good idea to learn from previous events so as to be better prepared themselves.
Excellent. And towards that, some of the lessons you learned, some of the things that you went through, and what are some of the things that people here in the United States should be doing right now?
I think that if you have to focus on this, a wise idea is to separate it into basically two aspects. You have to worry about your physical well-being, talking about security here, personal, on the street, in your house as well. And then you have the very real problem of the financial aspect of all this. Your money, I mean, I'm not only talking about being unemployed, I'm talking about being unemployed and not making enough money to get to the end of the month in spite of that. Right, your purchasing power being slowly destroyed by inflation, little by little, and people are already noticing it, that you're not filling the shopping cart as much as you used to, and if that starts getting worse, you notice it even more. So there's always ways of improving your situation a bit, making a little bit more money here and there, starting your own business, which I always recommend, anything at all. But if you start your own business, that's great.
And towards that, that was actually going to be my next subject. I'm glad you led into that. What would a person do if I was an entrepreneur? And obviously, this is not doomsday. This is something that we're going to live through. But what would a person get into right now that would help sustain themselves in the future going through this?
One of the key aspects is understanding that as the structures and infrastructure starts failing, in terms of government, in terms of what used to be provided by the government and by on a state level, once that starts suffering, there's always opportunities for people that feel that vacuum being left in the market. So we saw in terms of security, when police just couldn't keep up with the crime, private security firms would roll in. And I'm not talking about anything huge. If you have military experience, if you have a couple of buddies of yours and you can provide a service to a community, I mean, I paid for it myself, and I was glad of doing so. A reasonable fee for peace of mind, by all means, I'm all in that. And in the education level as well, the public education starts failing even more than it already is, and you can provide a service there. If mom has to go out to get a job as well, not be a stay-at-home mom anymore because it's not financially possible. Daycare centers, taking care of a few kids here and there, that's all ways of providing good services, making some money while you're at it.
You know, Fernando, one of the things that I've gone down the path of, and perhaps I've gone down the wrong path in this respect, instead of going out and trying to secure more money, what I've done is I worked very hard to try to become more self-sufficient. I raised a lot of my own food. As an example, I went from just having a few laying hens to produce eggs to, like this year, I've actually got almost 400 chickens that I'm raising to harvest for the meat and to preserve that for future use and to share that with my neighbors and my friends. And I've been going down that path of becoming, I guess, getting the resources and everything needed to be more self-sufficient. Is that maybe a good idea, or is it your idea?
Yeah, I mean, by all means, anything at all that you do to improve your situation, growing your own food. But in the case you're mentioning, for example, and I suppose that lots of people listening this may be on that same thing, you can do that in terms of doing a business as well. Maybe instead of just giving away, you start selling for a little bit of money, for a reasonable price, you start selling those products that you make yourself, you know? And it's a way of, you start changing from being a hobby or being something that you do, that you just enjoy doing, to doing a business. And there's nothing wrong with that, absolutely. It's a way in which you detach yourself from the system as well, which is always good. So it's a change of mindset as well.
And I guess towards that, it leads into something we talked about before, and it almost bypasses the business step where I'm actually going straight to the barter system, you know, as opposed to just worrying about setting up shop and having an official business. I'm just doing it more of a barter system with my neighborhood, my community, and my friends, you know, just like I'll raise this, and when you have that, we'll just...
That's great. At least you're in that line. You're already in that path. So if it's barter that's working for you, by all means. If suddenly you're thinking of you needing more money instead, selling for a reasonable price, by all means as well, entirely possible. Say the economy collapses in USA in 2013 and you end up with red dollars instead or whatever. There's always going to be a...
Hold on to that thought, Fernando.
As business.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're visiting this morning with Fernando, and Fernando's sharing some information. Fernando, you were just mentioning the doing the business and then collecting the currency and that whole issue. And
I was saying that it doesn't matter if they change, even if it collapses completely and they change currencies, you still have a service or a good that is being provided. I mean, if I look at it from my own perspective, Argentina, I've seen the peso currency that go down, then come the Austral, which was a new currency, then that went down again, and we ended up with a new peso. So we saw three different currencies that I can remember of right now, just zeros being raised from the back of those. So it didn't matter really. It just, if you had a good or a service that you could provide for an exchange, that's what matters the most.
So, but now speaking towards the currency, what would they do? They would say you'd have to come in and exchange all your currency for the new currency?
Yes, yes. I remember being a kid and we had the Austral back then, the Australia was like 10,000 Australis would buy you a candy bar, you know. So eventually they erased all those worthless zeros and came up with the new peso that was more, you know, like one peso for a candy or something like that.
So after the third time, people are starting to go, hey, why don't we just use Monopoly money here? What's going on here?
Exactly, exactly. That's the point, and that's why... Well, you know, a currency in Argentina isn't very stable anyway. So people started using dollars, and what they're doing right now, they're restricting it's no longer legal for you to buy dollars in Argentina as of right now. You're gonna be getting yourself in trouble if you buy those. So that's the kind of tyranny you have to be aware of and keep an eye on as well.
Yeah, very much so. Let's see, one of the things we were talking about on the break was, refresh me. One of the things we wanted to talk about was self-protection, and you indicated in previous shows that knives are very important in your aspect, and obviously handguns and the different aspects of that. You know, a lot of people in the United States, they think they have an AR-15 and everything's going to be hunky dory, but I don't necessarily agree with that, and I don't think you would as well.
No, I think that the key part is being armed at all times, which is something that. Thankfully, you have that right being recognized in the Second Amendment. So I think that more people should use that right, should exercise that right, and be armed at all times. It doesn't matter if you never have to use it. It just matters that you're exercising that right. And in case something does happen, you are armed. You know, you're never going to be getting an email warning you about this sort of stuff. It happens in the most unlikely situation, or when you're less prepared for it.
You know, I had a very good friend. He was probably in his mid-80s, and he literally, he would not walk out to his mailbox without his little trusted 9mm. And to me, I thought that was kind of odd. I never had any need or any desire to carry a weapon around with me. But knowing what you know, it seems like we're probably getting to a point like it's probably something a person should just get acclimated to, just having some form of self-defense on you at all times. And that's something that, even as sad as it may seem, as paranoid as it may seem to us Americans, it's something that's definitely of a concern, especially if you have a family and you definitely need something to protect your family at your home at the very minimum.
I think that if you think of it as, you know, I'm being paranoid, I'm being armed all day long, and then yes, it does affect you, and it may end up affect your health, your mental health, your physical health, if you're feeling as if you're doing something that is paranoid. Now, if you think about it in terms of I'm exercising a right that lots of people died for me to have, just think of it in that way. That's a much more healthier approach, and you're not doing anything crazy. You're just exercising that right that. You have in a place, and so many people in other places in the world just don't have. Thinking of it that way is a good way.
That is a subtle but very much a paradigm shifting way of looking at it, and I totally agree. It's just if we don't exercise these rights, we lose them, and that's something a lot of people have done in the past, and we need to be doing right now is just because you don't necessarily have to have that right. Right now, you don't have to use it, doesn't mean you shouldn't be exercising. It's just like anything else. When you exercise, you develop muscles. Well, if we don't exercise those rights, then we definitely go by the wayside, and that's an excellent point.
You have right now the UN talking about restricting guns, gun rights, and you have the president of U.S. actually listening to that and actually agreeing with that. So, you know, it is a concern. It is a concern. You have to be active.
Exactly. And another thing we were talking about was just the collapse in general. A lot of people contact me after the show we have on with you is like, based on your experience, based on your knowledge of what you've been through in Argentina, do you have any kind of time frame or any kind of insight on when things may happen here in the United States?
Yeah, well, I'm really not big on telling people, you know, the world is going to be collapsing this or then or... I always find that pretty annoying myself because...
Let's leave this as a cliffhanger, and we got a three-minute commercial break. Everybody, please support the supporters of RBN, and also if you know any new advertisers, please have them contact RBN because we need to share the message of RBN. We need to grow the network, and that comes through the donations and through the supporters. Back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what? Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying an investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control? Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldarethespraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Morning, Fernando. Please share your information, or people can actually obtain your information in your book and help promote your information and share it with their community.
Yeah, sure. My website is themodernsurvivalist.com. I have lots of articles over there. You have the archives with lots of stuff. And my book is The Modern Survivalist, Surviving the Economic Collapse. It's also available in Amazon.
All right. And you were getting into the time frame a little bit. Like I said, a lot of listeners get back with me and say, well, he's got the knowledge, so now did you ever ask him when he thinks it's going to happen? So here you go, Fernando. When is it going to happen? Where's that crystal ball at?
Yeah, I don't have any crystal balls to give any. No, what we were talking about before is that at least the way I saw it, and I actually, I got to predict it quite well in terms of, I was expecting things to get much worse after the re-election of the president in Argentina. Since 2001, we've had, I should explain this better for people to understand. Since 2001, when no one wanted to be a president in Argentina, we ended up having Dualde come up as a president. He was the governor, right? And he had some experience. He took control of things, and he came up with the elections. But he didn't want to be president himself. So he promoted an unknown person called Néstor Kirchner Kirchner became the president of Argentina, and after him came his wife. He got his wife elected as president. And, you know, we had almost a decade right now of Kirchner government in one way or another. So after her second term, she got reelected as president. And I knew that after she got reelected, she would be doing all these draconian measures that she didn't dare do before the elections. So the way I'm looking at it is, if something bad could happen in USA, a time frame for that would be after the elections, when there's no more fear of not being okay with the people so as to be reelected. Once they are reelected, they kind of start showing their more true colors.
You know, that's interesting, because there's a lot of speculation about something happening before the election to help the incumbent stay in office. You know, in the middle of a crisis, you typically don't like to change ship, you know, whether it's a terrorist or a false flag or a world war or whatever. But in your experience, at least in Argentina, it actually happened after the election is when they started.
Yes, it wasn't just a prediction of mine. It actually ended up happening just that way. Right after she got elected, she started restricting the purchase of foreign currency. Like I was saying before, it was very hard to buy dollars. They started using sniffing dogs in the borders to see if you were leaving the country with dollars. So wow. I basically left just in time. Now I talk with people and they all tell me, my friends, they all tell me, you left just in time when things were getting very ugly. And they are very ugly right now.
So now can people even leave the country at this point, or is it pretty much
locked down? It's officially speaking, yes, you can. But if they don't let you buy any foreign currency, if they don't let you leave the country, how are you going to be doing that? It's becoming... The word on the street in Argentina right now is, we're turning into Venezuela, we're turning into Cuba. You cannot leave the country, even though you're supposedly have that right, but they don't allow the means for you to do it.
So you cannot take anything of wealth with you. So you can buy tickets, and let me get this straight. You can buy airline tickets to leave, but you can't take up anything of wealth with you?
Right. You can buy your plane ticket to leave, and as of right now, you can buy it, but the problem is when you want to change your money, I mean, you live in Argentina, you make pesos, you don't make dollars. So if you want to travel, for example, on holidays, even if you just travel on holidays, they're not giving you any dollars to ask to leave. If you're lucky enough to have an account, a credit card account in dollars, and we don't know how long that will last either. For now, you're not able to take any money with you because pesos are not going to be able, you're not going to be using those in any other country other than Argentina. So how are you going to be traveling if you don't have money for doing it?
And a stupid question, obviously, when did they actually cut the cord as far as if you open up a foreign bank account? When did that happen?
Right now, it's a... they cannot control any of that. So if you open a foreign bank account, that's perfectly fine. It's beyond their power. But you cannot send any money from Argentina to any foreign account.
Well, that's my point. You can open it, but you can't
right.
transfer the funds. So that's not. It's kind of a new point to open it if you can't do anything with it.
Exactly.
So when did that happen? I guess is my question then.
Well, that's been going on for some time now. Since last year, it's becoming very hard. The thing is, in Argentina, there's always that gray market for you to do things, right?
Okay.
Technically speaking, it's not allowed, but you can go to some of these companies that they get your money out for like 10%, 20% they take from you. So you're basically losing quite a bit of money in that gray market transaction.
I wonder, you know, back in my head, I just wonder, I personally think, and it's probably somewhat based on the arrogance that Americans have, but it seems like to me that the main target for the globalists is America. Because America is, as you mentioned before, we still, on paper at least, we still have rights to do things. We still
Yes.
have the First Amendment, we still have the Second Amendment and such things. But I think their control systems, that they've taken over countries throughout the world, and I think they're going to try to use everything they've learned, all the lessons they've learned from other countries, and to clamp down on us Americans so we can be brought down to third world status, so we have that one world government that the globalists so much want to achieve. What are your thoughts towards that?
Well, I think that it's very possible. I mean, the same, it's not, sometimes people feel detached from all this because we're talking about Argentina. I'm sure that most people don't even know where it is, can barely point it in a map, right? But don't forget that these companies, these banks and these the same companies, you know, the big corporations that ruin everything, those were the ones doing their job in Argentina. You know, the same banks, those same names you have today in your American street, those are the ones that stole from us, along with our corrupt government. So they are as corrupt as they can be. There should be no mistake in that.
So we're talking J.P. Morgan's, the Citibanks.
Yes.
All the Goldman Sachs of the world, all those big players were
exactly.
very much part of the demise of Argentina.
Goldman Sachs is also linked strongly to the problem in Greece. They were the ones that were cooking the books in terms of their financial capabilities, allowing them to grow further into debt. Goldman Sachs had a huge role in what's happening in Greece. You know, their claws are always, when you start looking into things, you find them everywhere.
Yeah, there's a term, I don't know if it's a common term in the English language, but there's a common term if you're in the market, stock market especially, there's a pump and dump scheme where they promote something and build it up and then pull all the resources out and just watch it collapse. And they make money on the upside, they make money on the downside, and they make money on the bounce, and they just profit from every angle they can. And it seems like we're having not only in Argentina, but just a worldwide pump and dump scheme that we're in the midst of.
Yeah, the way that works is that, for example, sometimes people don't quite understand how it is that they make money out of the misery. What they do is they end up closing deals on the price of stocks that are going to be sold in the future. So if they, for example, they end up saying, okay, I'm going to be selling it for 10, and they receive the money for 10, but they find a way of make that collapse and drop the price of that to 2, they're making 10 of something that they're going to be selling for 2 in the future. So basically, in layman's terms, that's how they make money out of the suffering and the collapse of nations.
Yep, they're just tremendous, and they're just collecting more wealth. And to a point, it's not even about the wealth creation, is it, Fernando? It's about the control and the control of society. And one of the nice things that you said is that there was so much chaos that the ruling elite, the globalist bankers, whatever you want to call them, they couldn't control it. And what is your impression of that? Did they want to control it? Or they
I think that they kind of, I mean, once they achieve what they want, and, it's, you know, if you think of these huge companies, they profit before, they profit by the collapse, then they sweep in and buy things for pennies, which is something that they did in Argentina as well. You know, once the country is a complete mess, they just can sweep in and buy chunks of land and chunks of the country for just a few bucks. I think they don't really care that much what's going on in the streets, the chaos that comes after all that stuff. They achieved what they were going for. So, and one of the things that we were talking about before is that it's impossible to control the entire country going nuts. Once you have civil unrest spread through the entire country, it's just impossible. There's no country that can control even 10% of the population going nuts and rioting on the street, let alone 50% of the population doing that, right? So it's a veil of civil order that people have. Once that's lifted and lost, things kind of get ugly.
Yeah, and that's always been my thought, is instead of this total lockdown of martial law where everything controlled immediately, there's got to be a period of just total chaos, and I would think they would want that total chaos because they would, from the ashes, they would want to rebuild, and it'd be easy to rebuild from us just tearing each other apart, you know, let us dog eat dog.
Well, martial law was declared in Argentina during these times, and you weren't allowed to be out after 8 p.m., congregating more than 3 people or something like that. I don't remember exactly what the rules were. You know, very few people actually respected that. I was dating at the time. I would just go back and forth. It was kind of chaotic on the street, but very few people respected the martial law and emergency decrees.
And actually, what you indicated, life went on. You actually got married during this transition to the collapse.
Yeah, I got married in April 2002, and yeah.
If your future was so bright, you decided to get married and start repopulating the earth.
Yeah, gifts weren't that great. That's something that I remember vividly. No one had a buck to spend on anything, so gifts weren't that big in that wedding.
Hey, Fernando, so that's the words of wisdom for the show this hour today, is if you're going to get married before the collapse.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have your gifts store, like a local gun store, have that. oh, boy, that's funny. So Fernando actually left Argentina. You thought it was actually getting so bad that, and as you said, much like our situation, Obama's going to be term limited. And he's, so, in other words, he has free reign. If he gets reelected, what you're surmising is he has free reign to do whatever he wants since he has no desire to be reelected. He can do whatever he wants.
Once he's already reelected, I mean, what's the point of doing anything, of restraining himself and not leaving a poor image? He can do whatever he wants after that. That's usually after reelections, that's when presidents start doing the more drastic stuff.
And we know that's his intention. You know, obviously he's a puppet. He's not running the show. But from his sources, from his handlers, I guess it was a slip or a contrived slip where he's talking to another foreign leader. And he says, once after I'm reelected, then, you know, we can
go forward with this that we talked about.
Exactly. So that was either a planned slip or a real slip up of where that came out. So who knows? But the bottom line is. We're nearing the time where we definitely need to be prepared, and we need to be listening to Fernandos of the world that are trying to educate us on what the realities are, you know, and what to look for. Not to be afraid, to be optimistic, to know what to do, and speak towards that, Fernando. I love your perspective on that.
Yeah, well, you know, as you were saying, I was getting married in the middle of all this stuff, and, you know, It was very bad because no people have very little money to go by, so you couldn't expect much. But yeah, absolutely, just life goes on and such. You don't stop living because of all this stuff, and quite the contrary, you have to learn to appreciate the good things that you have going on. If you let all the negativity get the better out of you, you know, if any problems that you have, and it's all stuff that has to be done right now. You cannot think of terms of, okay, after the collapse, after this happens, it's today. All this stuff that we're talking about has to be done today as a way of life, not as a way of, this is going to be what I'm going to be doing later when this or that collapses. Because that actual day may never come. You may see a slow slide into a different lifestyle, and one day you're there, you look back, and your life already changed, and you cannot pinpoint when that happened.
Yeah. Fernando, there's a song. I generally like more traditional, more music made for just pure aspect of the art. But there's so I don't get into pop music much. But there's a song right now that I'm gonna probably make a bumper song out of. It's called "Someone I Used to Know," and it's like you said, it's an incremental thing. It just changes over time, and it's like, what happened to our country? We used to know our country as this great prosperous country where it was full of entrepreneurs. We had free reigns to do what we chose as long as we didn't violate other people or other people's properties. We could do things. But now, since Big Brother's sitting on us, we no longer know that country of that. But we need to start exercising those muscles to reestablish that. And that's that optimistic outlook you have is like, this is what the cards are. Let's start dealing with them and let's get our heads out of the sand so we can take the appropriate action to make things happen.
Unfortunately, all that stuff is only going to be promoting a gray market. You know, it's not a morally incorrect kind of procedure, but legally, because of all the legal restrictions, they're not letting you do anything. So you have no other choice than to go between those lines, because if not, you're not able to do anything. As restrictions and control grows, unfortunately, that's one of the poor aspects of all of this.
I personally think a lot of people are buying into this such that we're making this a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think people need to be doing what I'm doing. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I'm going on with life, and I'm not asking government permission to do things. I'm just doing things and just taking action and confronting politicians, raising my own food, making my own energy, doing anything and everything. I'm not just interviewing people and talking. I'm actually doing things, and that's something that every one of the listeners should be doing is what talents do I have? What can I be doing right now? What can I do to not fulfill the self-fulfilling prophecy of the globalists want us to live in this fear-mongering, gloom and doom world? We need to be get back to our roots of having that free spirit that the Creator gave us.
And you also have the possibility of, I mean, especially in America, you have people that you can actually support politically speaking. Right, you have people that understand what the founding fathers were about, and you have people that if you can support that kind of people into the government, or at least make their voice heard as much as possible, you know, that's always great.
That's an excellent point. I went to a friend's house just last week, and I had a Ron Paul T-shirt on, or Bob Parker. I had some politician shirt on, and one of the people says, "Oh, look, you've got a politician shirt on." I was like, he's no good. That's bad. It's like, well, that's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that all the politicians are criminal. But believe it or not, Fernando, there are a lot of great politicians. Or I should use that word.
You only have to watch it for a few minutes, how CNN attacks Ron Paul every time they can. And that says a lot. At least in my book, that says a lot of what they are at all about.
And his career is very much dwindling down, but that revolution that we started, and it wasn't necessarily him or the campaign, but we, the grassroots people, started this revolution, and there are candidates popping up in every state, and we need to be supporting those people. We need to get out of that apathy, and we need to start helping them become leaders, true public servants, and get back to our roots. We have Mike in Maryland. We have George in Texas. We'll get you after the break. Back in three.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
They tell you day is night. They tell you wrong is right. But I say, how do you like the way things are today? Things are today.
That song's our old buddy Bill Samsell, and it's billsamsell.net, and Samsell spelled S-A-M-S-E-L. And I think I actually told Bill that he might want to see if he could get an RBN show someday, you know, with RBN expanding. Bill's a great guy. He does great music. He's written several books. He's a man of many many outlets. He's a very artistic gentleman, so hopefully he'll get a show on RBN someday and see how that goes for him. And very much a patriot in the St. Louis area. And Fernando, we have a couple callers. We have some patriots scattered throughout the United States, and we've got a couple of them on the line now. We got Mike in Maryland. What do you have for us this morning, Mike?
Yeah, I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I didn't hear that swishing sound. Yeah, thank you for having this really great guest. He's really articulate and very knowledgeable and sincere. And there's a very good, I've just caught on the tail end of the show. You may have mentioned the economic, the Argentine economic collapse on YouTube. Very good video. It's in Spanish, of course, with subtitles. But let me ask you a question. I mean, is well, what scares me about this, I'll make a comment and then have a question, is that what has happened to Argentina is very similar to what is happening to the United States now, to where our manufacturing was offshored, and then our
yes.
Then our currency gets debauched, and then the whole thing implodes, and the people are left penniless, and whatever savings they have is worthless. So I see the same thing happening here eventually, and like your guest says, it's you don't know when, but it's inescapable, but it's something similar, if not worse, is going to happen to the United States.
Yeah, well, it is a similarity, one more similarity, the way that national industry is basically destroyed and depleted. And, you know, later on it gets even harder because you no longer have the power so as to buy in the international market as well. So the national industries are very hard-pressed. But, you know, the cheaper dollar, on the other hand, does give you a more powerful tool so as to do business locally. So you have to capitalize on the things that you do have, but yeah, indeed, it is a similarity, and it is one of the reasons why the comparison is frequently made between Argentina and U.S. in spite of the differences.
There used to be an expression, "Oh, to be as rich as an Argentinian." let me ask you this one question: how is it looking now for Argentina in the near term and the long term? Are things getting better? Or
no.
The manufacturing started to return. Do you see any silver linings? Is there any possibility that Argentina, within
Mike,
the next 5 to 10 years, could regain their lost prosperity?
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. We're going to run out of time, so go ahead and answer, Fernando.
Yeah, well, the problem is that no. Honestly, no, and it's getting actually pretty bad since the re-election of the current president, which it took very socialist and pseudo-communist approach to things. It's important, this is the word you have to keep in mind, it's important to get politically active because when a collapse happens, usually people get desperate and put into office anyone that comes up with a magical solution. Don't go for that. Be coherent.
Fernando, please give out your website and your book and everything before we run out of time.
It's themodernsurvivalist.com, and the book is The Modern Survival Manual, Surviving the Economic Collapse, also in Amazon.
George, we have about 30 seconds. George, if you're on there, give us your final parting comments.
All I can say is, patriot broadcasters, bloggers, you gotta stop talking tyranny into existence.
You gotta
start talking countermeasures.
There you go. Talk solutions. Let's get in action, folks. Fernando, as always, we really appreciate you joining us. And everybody, y'all willing, we'll see everybody next week and have another great show lined up for you. And hopefully use these archives to your benefit, spread the message. And YouTube videos, we appreciate everybody posting audio on YouTube. Thank you, Fernando.